Hello.
And congratulations.
Thank you.
The Olympics and this week and all the national pride. I mean, is this one of the nicest stretches of golf you can remember just overall in your career?
Yeah, I mean, these last 3 months have been amazing. Leading up to the Olympics, going there, playing well but not scoring well, and then coming here and playing really well. This is my best finish ever on the tour, and I guess I love Alberta. My first top 10 ever on tour was at the Mayfair in 2007, I think, and now here I got fourth place, I think. I'm not sure how it'll shake out, but definitely it's my best finish.
What does it mean to have your best finish here at the Canadian Stop?
Oh, I can't really describe how great it feels to play this well in Canada, because I have not played well at the Canadian Open in recent years, and to come back here and miss the cut last time and then really dominate and kind of take a little bit back from the course that it took for me in 2009 and be here in front of the hometown crowd, it's amazing. Like, there's no better feeling to have.
How did you feel going into today?
I felt really relaxed. I had a great warm-up, was really loose, little chilly, but had a lot of layers on, so felt I wasn't too cold, but I was just about right, and had a really good warm-up session and started off really well with a good drive on the first hole, and really just stayed patient all day and made some putts.
I feel like these 3 weeks are almost building to a crescendo in Cambridge. You're going to not be just the home country favorite, you're going to be the home province. Olympics, I'm sure you got support from places you never expected. You're here, big crowd-pleasing putt at the end, and now you're headed to your home province. I mean, this is a fairly interesting 3 weeks and kind of unique, I think, in a way.
Oh, really? Couldn't have asked for a better way to come back from Rio to play in Canada for 2 weeks, and playing well here is icing on the cake, and now I get to go basically play in my own backyard. My parents will be there, and I don't know. I can't really put into words how happy I am right now.
Game-wise, how does this set you up for Cambridge, like, just in terms of...
I think this course is kind of similar. We've had a drought in Ontario. It's going to be firm and fast, so just getting used to the greens and how much they pitch on, and I'll do that on probably tomorrow. I'm going to go play 9 holes just to see how the course is playing, and then play the Pro-Am Wednesday, and ready to go Thursday.
I know I'm looking very far into the future, but this week... would it be a very good dress rehearsal for the Canadian Open next year in Ottawa? You know, there's going to be very similar vibe, and again, being the home province, is this a good dress rehearsal for that?
Definitely, and obviously, every Canadian wants a Canadian to win. So if it's me or another player, that's what we want. And I would love to come and better my finish here that I had here in Ottawa next year.
And I think we're going to have 3 Canadians in the top 15 here. I think by all accounts, I'd be very. Golf Canada would be very pleased, I think.
Yeah, I don't know when was the last time that happened. I'd have to look that up. It hasn't. Yeah, that's awesome.
Elena, you were here to support Lori on Tuesday, and then you make a party and you look up and you see Lori in the grandstands and the arms raised. Just kind of wonder what it's like for you to do that in front of Lori and see Gail here, and Marlene's been here this week to do that in front of your mentors.
And just to make the 2 birdies coming in, I knew coming down the last I needed a birdie to get fourth alone, and I told my caddy, like, I'm not going to stress about it, but if I have the yardage, I'm going to give it a go. And I had a perfect lie and hit 3-wood up there and didn't hit a good chip and hit a good putt, and then I looked up and saw Lori cheering, and I thought that was pretty cool. We all cheer each other on, and it's nice to have the support.